You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, it's a podcast Wednesday. It's usually a very special day of the week because it means you're kind of halfway home to the weekend. And so that means closer to the time where you get to hang out down the shore, if in fact you live down there. I know one guy that does. His name is Al Dukes. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi, Jerry. Yes, I do live down here now. How about that?
How about
that? I'm a year-long resident.
Well.
Not many of us.
5 months.
More, well, I mean, like, I'll be here year-round. This is not my summer home.
Oh, I thought you said you've been there for a year. Yes, you are a year-round resident. Love it.
Which was fun when I was going to look at places down here and to have the real estate agent go, now would this be your second home? No.
No, I'm living here.
No, right. I do not have two homes.
You know no one's going to be here in the winter. Perfect.
Right. Perfect for me. Although I feel like I could be the victim of a crime more so in the winter when there's less people around.
You know, I'm actually thinking it's probably better for you for it to be your winter home.
Right. My summer home will be somewhere where it's freezing.
Where everybody's leaving.
Yeah. And then my winter home will be where no one goes.
That's pretty funny.
So I'm going to be a guest on a podcast later, Jerry. Now, it's a Seinfeld podcast, just about Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld has nothing to do with it, trust me. I'm sure they have no people listening to this thing.
All right.
But it's a podcast. It's called the This Podcast is Making Me Thirsty. It's a reference to a line from a famous Seinfeld episode.
Where but, these pretzels are making you thirsty.
Yeah. So they're saying this podcast is making me thirsty. So it's just about like your favorite episodes, different, like these guys just analyze all these Seinfeld episodes. And I think they're done analyzing episodes and now they need guests.
I'm in Google right now. I'm up to This Podcast is Making Me.
Mm-hmm.
And so far it comes up depressed, sick, smarter, lonely, or laughing. And thirsty is not an option yet.
Well, when you hit send, it will come up.
Oh, THI, thirsty, comes up.
Thirsty.
There you go.
Yeah. So I sometimes get asked to be on podcasts, as you might also.
No one asks me anything, actually.
Well, you know what? I get, because I have that direct message in my Twitter that anyone can DM me.
Sure.
So I get requests for that. And a lot of times it's just guys hanging out, talking to each other.
This podcast is an hour and a half long.
Well, some of them, it looks like. I hope I'm not going to be on for an hour. I don't have that much to say. But I thought, like, this is what a podcast should be, right? It's a very specific. I love a very specific podcast.
Yeah, it's specific whatever, to its followers, too. You see how many they have?
No.
Two.
Well, we're going to blow them up once I appear.
Yes, I think we are.
And once I appear, Jerry, and I tweet that out, oh, yeah, they're going to triple. They might have six followers.
That is tremendous.
So a lot of times when I get asked to be on these podcasts that are just like friends hanging out, I always say no because, one, it seems like a waste of time because no one's going to hear it. And, two, what if I say something stupid? Now, this is a very specific podcast where even if no one's going to be on it, in listening to it, I will enjoy talking about Seinfeld episodes with these two guys.
I'm sure you will. This sounds like this is right up your alley.
Does sound right up my alley. And so that's my, you know, a lot of times people will ask, like, I want to start a podcast. What do I need to do? And I always think a podcast can't just be you and your friends hanging out because no one knows who you are. Like, we're only able to do this because people know who we are from Boomer and Geo Show.
Right. Agreed. There's a built-in audience from the show.
Yes. If we were wanting to start a podcast, it would have to be something very specific, like a Seinfeld podcast, right?
Yeah.
A Little League in New Jersey podcast you could host, right? Because people would, a small audience would be interested in that. But it would be an audience that's not being served otherwise.
Yes, I would agree with that. That's right. So that's perfect.
Yeah, so that's my tip for people who want to do podcasts.
I want to see at least 250 followers to their Twitter by today. Tomorrow. Yeah, by tomorrow.
Okay. By tomorrow. That's a tall order. They have two now, all right.
And it says they joined Twitter. When do you think they joined Twitter?
3 years ago.
No. I think May.
Okay, May. So they have two followers. Click on their followers. See if it's both of them.
Okay.
The two hosts. Or one robot, sexy woman robot who says, follow me and I'll send you nudes.
I
got one of those follows today.
Did you really?
Yeah, like a robot that's a sexy woman that says, follow me back and I'll send you nudes.
No. So, all right, one is, I can't read the name, but it says co-host of a Seinfeld podcast. And then the other one is Chris O'Hara.
Co-host of a Seinfeld podcast.
That's great. Good for them. We're gonna help them get rolling on this.
Yes, and I like that. So I will be a guest on your podcast, but it has to be a specific podcast. Something like if someone was doing
the desperate now. Now you seem like message me so I can be on your podcast.
Sure. Good point.
I know you don't have much to do during the day, but this is getting a little desperate.
If someone did a Bruce Springsteen related podcast, I'd like to be a guest on that.
There you go. And if Bruce, if you're listening, call him.
Yeah, call me, please. I'm desperate.
That's funny.
Also, another question for you, Jerry, and this topic came up actually on the warm-up show, which is coming up next, and it was I wasn't sure how to bring it up politely on the warm-up show that people are listening to. Random people could bump into that and yell at me.
Okay.
This is more of our fans are listening to this, Jerry, so I thought I could ask you here.
All right.
So the story going on in Dallas was that anonymous players are saying bad things about the coaches.
Right.
And they're going to Jane Slater, a Cowboys reporter. She's been a reporter a long time down there.
Yeah.
My question to you is, and people say, well, why would the players want to go to a reporter? What's in it for them? And do you think sometimes players reach out to female reporters because they're female and they think, hey, maybe I can get something going on here. Maybe I get a back and forth going on here.
I do think that's possible.
Yeah, because there's a reporter, and I can't think of her name now, female reporter who covers the Jets.
Okay.
Kimberly Martin, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and I feel like she gets a lot of, maybe it's an ESPN national reporter, but I feel like she gets a lot of scoops for players. And I think, are players just trying to start a conversation with her?
I think it's possible because guys are pigs, number one.
Yes.
And, you know, listen, Jane Slater is very attractive. So would that surprise me? No, not at all. I don't know if that's the case. But is it possible? Of course it's possible. I mean, think about all the stories from A-Rod passing his number into the stands.
You know what I want to ask? I might text Kim Jones that.
Yeah.
So do players ever reach out? Like, would you rather text Kim Jones your story if you're a player or Adam Schefter?
You're right. Hey, listen, I think a lot of it has to do with the relationships, and then another part of it has to do with some guys being pigs.
Right. Like, do they first text, like, a lot of, you know, the players here, we don't think the coaches are prepared. Oh, really? In what way? Would you like to meet for drinks?
And we'll discuss it.
You're right.
I'll give you the scoop.
Yeah, I also think that there are players that just, they want that in the news about their coaches being bad coaches, right?
Clearly.
So that they make a change, I guess?
Well, they're not making a change. They just hired this coaching staff. So I got
the Cowboys in particular we're discussing, yes.
If that was the motivation, they better not find out who it is because they're going to find themselves traded to Jacksonville.
Right.
And
you'll be out.
And with the, you know, tag attached to them, this guy is going to reporters and killing the coaching staff.
Yeah.
You know,
I also think it's interesting, like, you know, Mike McCarthy was up for that Jets job.
Yeah.
And how everyone, like, there were a lot of people that wanted Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. With this roster, would Mike McCarthy have it any better?
No.
I don't think so.
New.
I think they're a bad team.
Yes, I agree. Bad football team.
Yeah. Now, the next person that takes over, if they get some players for next year,
yeah,
is going to look like a genius. Not a genius.
I'm not a genius.
Yeah. I don't know who that next coach is going to be.
And yeah,
I
don't either.
It did seem like Boomer was almost intimating that maybe Gase stays.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like when he does something like that, he knows something.
Yeah, I don't know if he does or he doesn't, but it sounded like he was kind of setting the stage. Hey, guys, you never know.
Right. How about the caller? Did you happen to hear the caller? We know Joe Beningo calls Adam Gase Gaze,
yes.
Right? Did you hear the caller that called up and had a problem with Jets head coach Adam Gase?
I did not.
He was not like saying that as like fart joke.
No.
He thought the name was Adam Gase.
Well, all right, whatever. How's even? Then you're clearly not watching. I mean, you're just either doing that on purpose or you're a moron.
I don't think. Yeah, it didn't appear he was doing it on purpose.
Okay, then moron.
Moron.
Had to have been.
I felt like moron.
Yeah. Just maybe a vicious reader.
A voracious reader, as we've discussed.
Voracious?
Like we... What word did you say?
I said vicious. I didn't mean vicious. It by any way. I just said vicious.
Yeah, it could be vicious or it could be both.
He's a vicious and voracious reader.
He's a reader.
He reads.
A brand new study out, Jerry, that says that dogs go through a midlife crisis the same way humans do. What do you think of that? That can't be possible.
I don't believe that.
Now, what if your dog, like, so Whimsy was a racer. So she is no longer racing.
Right.
Do you think it's possible for her to go through a midlife crisis and think, you know, I used to have a purpose. I was a racer. Now I just lay around this guy's condo.
No, I think it was just chasing a bunny. And then like wasn't chasing the bunny anymore, and it was stuck in some facility, and
right.
It got depressed because it was in a facility eating crappy food, mm-hmm. And now it's living the life and is happier than anything.
Happy. Okay.
That's what I think.
So you don't think, like, she thinks some days, like, I wonder if I'm going to go race today.
I don't.
Yeah. That would think the same, like, for a police dog, a retired police dog.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I do. I think the relationship with the human is real, yes.
Yeah.
Do I think they have human emotions? No.
Right.
I don't.
That's what we do. We... Like, I wonder, like, does the police dog know his life is in danger every day?
I don't know.
Working.
I would doubt it. But then again, they can sense different things. So perhaps. I did check the trailer out on this tiny thing on Apple TV that Boomer's watching.
So Boomer's watching some show on Apple TV Plus. And what's it called? Tiny Things?
I don't know. Tiny Life. I don't know. And it is.
Tiny
I
Life.
Will say that the cinematography and the shots that the cameras get are absolutely stunning. But here's my question. Am I going to get all attached to this tiny little monkey in the wilderness that fits in the palm of your hair and then it gets eaten?
No.
Like, or is this a really nice... Because did you also see this documentary on Netflix about this octopus that the guy becomes friends with? And then it gets eaten by a shark. What the hell?
Spoiler alert. Yeah, Gina watched this.
What the hell?
She got very emotional. We were out to dinner and I said, oh, yeah, watching anything new on Netflix? And she told me about this documentary about this octopus and this guy that I guess he's like a retired filmmaker or a documentary filmmaker who's burnt out. So he goes and visits this octopus every day, but he films it.
Yeah, every day.
And then gets attached to the octopus.
And you can see that the octopus knows him.
Really?
Because it goes from running, like swimming away from him to getting closer to him. And then it gets to a point where he's holding the octopus in its hands. The octopus is reaching for him.
Really?
Again, great video footage. And then all of a sudden, it's getting eaten by a shark, and he's watching it get eaten.
You watched this, the whole thing?
No, I watched. There was like a 5-minute expanded trailer I watched on it.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what
the hell? That's pretty good. You gave like a great synopsis without having to kill 90 minutes.
I'm out. I'm not watching it now.
You're out for that.
No, yes, I'm out. So now I'm like, do I watch this time? Well, I don't have Apple TV, so I guess I can't watch it anyway.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. Like, do I want to watch Bambi? No, I don't.
Bambi gets killed?
Doesn't Bambi get killed?
Yeah, I think so. That is weird that we... That's like a kid's thing.
Like, I know they're real life lessons. I get it. But you know what? I want to be entertained when I'm watching TV. I'm not
interested in
being... It's not... Please. There's enough crap that happens in life. I
don't
need to see it on TV.
Right.
Make me
you
laugh.
You don't need cartoon deer getting killed?
No.
You don't need octopus who befriend humans getting eaten by sharks.
No, I don't.
And you don't need these tiny things meeting their demise as well.
If I want misery, I'll pick up a newspaper. It takes two seconds to feel terrible about yourself.
Or Twitter.
I don't need or Twitter. I don't need to watch it as entertainment. I'll pass.
Right.
Thanks.
That's fair.
I'm out.
My parents are coming over today.
Big day in the Dukes.
They want to come hang out. And so I got to figure out a place to go for lunch.
How many restaurants?
My dad, who's a...
In your walking distance, you got like 10 restaurants?
Not walking distance.
Okay.
And I could walk there, but I don't think my parents, they're in their late 70s.
Understood.
I don't think they're into walking. But my dad, who... My dad wants indoor dining. Like, he's not interested in dining outside.
Dining outside.
Even when it was nice out, he was like, go inside.
Okay.
To give us the option.
I see where you get it from.
Yeah. Oh, I always will pick inside dining.
And I never
always.
Will. I'd rather eat outside in the winter, as long as you got me the heat lamps.
Well, you'll be looking forward to that in about another month.
Did you see the concert with the people in the bubbles?
I saw that there. Yeah, who was
so
that?
So ridiculous.
Flaming Lips.
Yes. I mean, what do we do?
They were each band member was in a bubble.
I mean, we're getting stupid now.
But they're a weird band. They're into doing weird things. So I don't think, like, you know, Fleetwood Mac's going to go out on tour in individual bubbles.
I sure as hell hope not.
Although now that they're popular from that skateboarding dude drinking juice,
they're going to go out on tour and make millions of dollars.
They might.
By the way, you know what someone told me? My accountant told me.
Ooh.
So how about this? One of his clients quit working on Wall Street, couldn't take the stress anymore. Started a business.
Podcast.
No. Started a business.
Okay.
And in year three, not the first year, year three, he topped the $500,000 a year mark. Would you like to guess what business that is?
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's something we've talked about.
Coffee shop.
No.
Oh.
Easier than that.
Kick-ass Wi-Fi place.
No. Dog walker.
Oh.
He topped in year three $500,000 in revenue. And revenue is basically cash. Because there's no overhead except for your time. Now, he's got employees because he can't handle it all.
Sure.
But his business brings in over $500,000 a year.
Hmm.
How about that?
There's a main dog walker here in Bradley Beach. And word on the street is she makes over 100.
Cash. I'm sure she does. Absolutely. No doubt.
Meanwhile, I'm walking my dog for free.
Start charging yourself.
I'm going to start charging. You know, they always say, like, the financial experts say, pay yourself first.
Yes.
I'm going to start paying myself.
By the way, that does not work.
I'm going to start paying myself for dog walks.
Honey, we don't have enough money to pay the bills. Why is that? Well, I paid myself $1,400 this week.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Thought it was a good number.
I felt like I deserved it.
Right, exactly. It's pretty funny. But yeah, I thought of you immediately.
Yeah,
he
that's
made,
great.
Like, in year one, he made, like, 50 grand. Year two, he was close to 200, and in year three, he popped.
Wow.
So there you go, dude.
I got to say, there's once everyone really starts going back to work, you know, everybody adopted dogs during this spring.
It's gonna
a lot of people, shelters were sold out.
I'm thinking of starting one in my area because I can be home by noon.
No
dog walking until lunchtime.
Right.
I will walk your dog at lunch and just before dinner before you get home from work so you're clear.
Ooh.
How much do I charge? $10 a walk, $20 a day?
I will tell you, I've looked into this because I know I'm going to have to get a dog walker once I go back to work.
Sure.
It's about $15 per walk.
15? I thought 10. Wow.
No, 15 per walk.
So I'll charge $12.50.
Right.
Two Undercut walks them. A day.
Yes.
If I can get 10 clients, why not?
I would only need one walk a day. And it would be early, though. Like most people that go to work, you know, 7, 8 o'clock, I'm going to be going in so early that I'll need a dog walk at 8 a.m.
That's not so early. I thought you were going to say 6 a.m.
So I'll be like the first walk of the day for somebody.
Better hurry up. I'm finding out we're coming back in a week or two, so better find your dog walker.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go.
Okay, Jerry, warm up next. So.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
and Jerry. No guests, no calls, and no real content.
All right, well, if that is the case, then we'll just talk about ourselves. Today is October 21st, 2020. We call it Al Dukes Day. And why is that? Because today's high temperature is 69. Ooh. And he's very excited about that, as he will be down in Bradley Beach all day because he's got nothing to do. That having been said, time to break down game one of the World Series between the Rays and the Dodgers. Al Dukes, take it away. Good morning.
Incorrect. I barely even knew there was a game until I saw. I did see Clayton Kershaw dominant, Jerry. That's what I read.
I'm annoyed.
Why is this?
I'll tell you why I'm annoyed. Because the last game I bet Clayton Kershaw to go over 6.5 strikeouts, he struck out 4. A lousy, stinking 4. So last night I see Clayton Kershaw, the over-under, 6.5 strikeouts. I see, you know what? I'm going to refrain. I think he's going to pitch well, but I think this Tampa team is going to put the bat on the ball. Dodgers will win. I'm not making the bet. He strikes out 8.
This is what I read, that he retired 17 of his last 18 Rays he faced.
No, he was good. Listen, I didn't.
Facts.
I did not watch all the game. I only saw the first couple of innings. He looked good, though. Oh, I didn't see the first inning. I saw the second and the third. He looked good. Now, that's the Clayton Kershaw you expect. So I think he's now 12-12 lifetime in the postseason. How about that?
Good for him.
How about this? So I was driving in today, and this is just real quick, has nothing to do with sports. And you know, I'm bouncing back and forth, and we had a commercial on our station, and I flip over to satellite real quick, and this is something we talk about all the time. So back to back to back channels, Beatles radio, Elvis radio, and Bruce radio. 3 crappy songs in a row.
Well, because you're listening to stations where they're just playing everything. Those are for the hardcore fans.
I know.
Like, I could listen to the Bruce channel because I love the lost tracks on albums, but for these other, if you're only a casual fan, it's too much.
Yes, it is too much. So I just thought that was funny that I'm like, nah, this stinks. The next one, ooh, this is worse. Oh, there's, what is this?
There's a reason why radio has programmers and picks songs for us, because a lot of these artists have terrible songs.
That's exactly right. So how are you?
Well, I pinched the nerve in my neck/shoulder just maybe 20 minutes ago as I was toweling off my head after shaving it.
That sucks.
Yeah, and then I had one of those, like, the ball that you roll on your back to, like, try to get it.
Nothing.
Try to help. And the dog was looking at me, like, because I was shirtless and I was grinding up against my wall.
Right.
The dog was looking at me like, what are we doing here? But, yeah, it happens every once in a while, Jerry, and then it's, as you say, it hangs around for a few days, and it goes, then just one day you wake up, it's not there anymore.
Will that prevent you from doing your push-ups during commercial breaks?
I'm going to try to power through it. I'm going to do like what athletes do, Jerry. I'm going to hope to, that once game time comes and the commercial break hits and it's time to do the push-ups and the curls, that I will be ready to go.
If you'd like, just have a cortisone shot.
Well, I don't have a doctor here. I would love that. I would love if a doctor could come
yourself
by. Just cortisone shot right into my shoulder or wherever I think the pain is.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get this done. You say you're like an athlete. Let's go.
I am like an elite athlete.
Oh, sure.
Jerry, I'm looking at these. I'm loving kind of what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't love it.
There's a number of different angles here with the Cowboys and their losing record now, and there are anonymous players, which I love. I love to hear that anonymous players are blasting the coach/coaches.
Yeah.
Calling the coaching staff totally unprepared and
not
quote,
good at their job.
I love that quote. They just aren't good at their job.
You know what you're not good at? Tackling.
Then Mike McCarthy came out, says that on these unnamed players that he does hear the criticisms, and it's quote important to handle things like men. Put your name on it, like Herm Edwards said all those years ago, right?
No problem. Come talk to me.
What was Herm Edwards referring to when he said put your name on it? Was it unnamed players or unnamed reporters?
I would think it would be, because the reporters always have the byline. I would think it's who are your sources.
But he said, because he said in the Herm Edwards rant, he goes, put your name on it. Be a man or a woman. So it must have been something
else. What story do you ever read that you don't know where the story's coming from?
I'm going to do Google. Herm Edwards, put your name on it.
Right. It's got to be the source of a story.
Doo-doo-doo.
Because otherwise, where's the story coming from? Mm. Like, have you ever read a story in the newspaper written by anonymous?
I have not.
Right.
I do love put your name on it, though, Herm Edwards.
Yeah, he's right.
That's what Mike McCarthy's saying right now. Hey, put your name on it.
He's right. You know, you're working with these guys every day. My office door is open. Get your ass in here and tell me what your problem is.
Well, here's who we know it's not. It's not Andy Dalton because he just started.
Could be.
So it's got to be other people who were there for their... That'd be great if it's Andy Dalton. He comes right in as soon as he gets the nod to be starting quarterback because of Dak. He just starts undermining the coach.
The only reason why it wouldn't be Andy Dalton in my mind is I don't know that he would have that relationship with Jane Slater.
But oh, right, because it's Jane Slater who they feed it to.
Right. Because she's been around forever.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton has every right to say that because he was getting murdered the other night on the field because of the offensive line play and all the injuries, and they didn't have many adjustments. But I don't believe it's him. If I had to guess, who would you say if you had to guess? We know it's not Zeke. He stood up like a man and took responsibility for the loss.
That's true. He did take it like he did put it on himself. It's not him.
It's not going to be the offensive lineman. I don't believe that.
Is it defensive dudes? I suppose, although he doesn't seem like the type. CeeDee Lamb, he's young. He's new. He's not going
to
do it.
It's not CeeDee Lamb. If I had to guess, trying to think who's been around a while, I think a good chance it could be someone like DeMarcus Lawrence.
Right.
Who is an outstanding player but has not had a good start to this season so far. It could be someone like, although I don't think it would be the case, Jalen Smith, who's very outspoken. I don't know who else.
So I'm looking at the Herm Edwards situation to see where his, put your name on it, be a man or a woman. He was he challenged the reporter who hid behind the cloak of anonymity. He called for the mystery source to be a man or a woman to put their name on it.
The source, yeah.
Being irresponsibly bandied around town.
Exactly.
That's put like your name
writing,
on
it. It's like writing an article. Sources tell us. Well, who's the source? This is the problem you have, and I've had for a while now, in this radio reporters, newspaper reporters have become celebrities in a way, you know, in at least in our world. How do we know that they're not making stuff up?
Yeah, that's what I would definitely do.
That goes to radio reporters, radio talk show hosts, newspaper reporters, anybody that says anything and says, you know, I was told. How do we know that? How do you know you didn't concoct it on your way into work and hide behind the whole source thing?
I could definitely see myself concocting and hiding behind fake sources if I was a reporter and I had like nothing going on.
Yeah,
like,
why am I not surprised?
What could I come up with? I'd be like, listen, sources tell me. The players themselves are not happy with Mike McCarthy.
Now,
really,
think,
who are your sources? I can't give that up, Jerry.
Do you think if you did that, let's say Al Dukes on the warm-up show at 5:30 this morning.
Correct.
Says his sources are telling him that Adam Gase just signed a four-year extension.
Yeah, those are my sources.
No, I'm sorry. Is negotiating a four-year extension.
Okay.
Now, that would get the fan base up in arms
it would.
If you ever said that. Do you think you've got to run that past Mark Chernoff first?
I do.
Of course. Do you think reporters have to, whether they're radio reporters, TV reporters, or newspaper reporters?
No.
I don't know either. And then internet reporters. Oh, hell, that's a whole new ball game.
But what if I went to Mark Chernoff and I said, Mark, I cannot reveal to you my sources, but four-year deal signed last night.
Well, not signed, negotiated. Negotiated. Proof of the contract.
Oh, negotiated last night.
I think
Jets,
he would
Adam
say,
Gase.
If you go with that, you're fired. I don't know. But again, this is the problem with, at least in my opinion, I don't know, I don't want to call it journalism, with the media in 2020. There is no accountability. None.
And everyone wants to be first, so you throw something out there.
How many times are they wrong? I think Adam Schefter's really good. He was so wrong last week. What was it? A couple of different things he was wrong on.
A couple things on COVID cases stuff. And things like that.
Right. And I know that I don't think he's making stuff up, but he's wrong a couple times. What does that do? Nothing.
Don't I always wonder, so this came from Jane Slater, as you say. She's been in Dallas for a long time, yes?
Yeah, she's great.
So what's in it for a player? Like, if I was a player, I'd be nervous to talk to a reporter because I'd be worried that they would mention my name.
Well, that's why I'm saying I think it's someone that's been around there a while.
Someone who's been on the Cowboys a while because they trust Jane Slater.
They trust her, yes.
Wow.
I think so. And now, listen, I don't know if that's Tyron Smith. I can't believe it's him since he's not playing. He's been around there a while, though.
Yeah.
You know, DeMarcus Lawrence has been around there a while.
I like the way you're breaking this down, Jerry, and trying to knock down some potential sources and say others have more potential because of the length of time in the relationship. I like that.
I have absolutely no idea who said this, but if you think about it logically, doesn't it have to be someone that's been around a while?
Yes. Yes, it does. I like it.
So, I mean, I don't
know.
Put
your name up. Maybe it's Kellen Moore.
I don't think it's Kellen Moore because he has been one that has not been good at making adjustments in his time. So I think if I'm Kellen Moore, I probably pipe down.
Oh, right. Plus they were bad-mouthing the coaches.
I think if I'm Kellen Moore, I'm probably thankful right now that I haven't been fired, that I still have a job, and that my owner still likes me. I know who it is. I think it's Ben DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci, the new quarterback, the new backup to the backup.
Hold on. I'm pulling up the depth chart. Let me see.
Let's see, Jerry.
Who's been around here?
And then we'll put out this morning, our sources say, the anonymous Cowboys source is...
According to
Al Duke's sources.
Well, I got to tell you, there's not a lot of guys here that have been around a while. Xavier Woods, few years. Jordan Lewis, few years.
Right.
Anthony Brown, a few years. Jalen Smith, Leighton Vander Esch, Sean Lee, DeMarcus Lawrence.
Maybe it's Dak Prescott since he's bored and in the hospital now or at home recuperating. He's like, I got nothing to do. What's Jane Slater's phone number? Let me drop a couple.
The kicker has been around for 5 minutes, not the kicker, Greg Zuerlein. Chris Jones, the punter, has been around a while.
Oh, the punter. No one would suspect the punter, Jerry.
There's no way.
Our idiot kicker got all liquored up.
All liquored up. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not good, though. Well, it's not.
Someone reach out to Herm Edwards. Mike McCarthy should come out and go, put your name on it. Be a man or a man because we only have men on the team.
Mike McCarthy is not exactly a quote machine. He's boring, dude.
By the way, your boy Jerry Jones went on the radio. I'm very confused by this quote. And it was a headline, and I still don't know what it is.
Okay.
Jerry Jones on discussing the NFC East. Quote, I'm not in the feel-good mood, frankly, that we got manna from heaven being in the East.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
I don't know. I grabbed that. I don't know what
manna
it means
from
you
heaven?
Know what that means, Eddie? Manna from heaven?
Yes.
Okay, you want to tell us?
In Exodus, when Moses was...
How do you know in Exodus?
In Exodus?
You're not even religious. Oh. How do you know this?
He's religious.
I understand the Bible.
There are a lot of people, Jerry, who... are anti-religion like Eddie is, who study the Bible so they
can make
their arguments.
You study the Bible?
I have.
When?
Love it.
I went to Catholic school.
So did I. Right. I don't remember Exodus and Moses.
But he studied.
All right, go ahead.
He's putting his name on
in Exodus. Go ahead.
So manna from heaven.
For food, and Moses tapped the rock with the stick, manna from heaven.
So what does this mean?
What?
So it was a gift from God. So Jerry
that's what
Jones
manna means?
Saying, that I actually don't have my headsets, which is bad form by me. So Jerry Jones is saying that, you know, it's not a gift from God.
I gotcha.
That we're in the NFC East.
All right.
All right. Now I get it.
I wish I could pull up my audio. I have a whole bunch of things from him I play for you now, but I can't.
Well, you'll have it during the program. This is just the warm up, Jerry. We're warming up the crowd.
I know, but I take a lot of pride in this hour, and why can't we give our audience the good stuff?
We're like, listen, Jerry Jones says it's not manna. I'm not feeling good that we got manna from heaven being in the East.
He's
so,
right about that.
Even though they're still in it, he's not feeling good that the NFC East sucks, and that's why they're still in it.
They're 2-4. No one feels good about that. That's why. You wouldn't feel good about being in first place at 3-3.
No.
Let alone
like
2-4.
If we were in first place but had terrible ratings, but we're still first place, not great.
We're not celebrating that. I totally agree. So we're going to hear from him.
Okay.
We're also going to hear from your favorite human being of all time. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'll call him your favorite Halloween person of all time.
Frankenstein?
No. That's a radio tease coming up for 6:30 because I can't get to my audio. But 6:30, I'll play it.
All right. Also, Jerry Jones was asked about what he feels about his defensive coordinator, Mike Nolan.
He's all in on Mike Nolan.
He says I read the quote, he's okay.
Yes. No. He said he was more
he's all in?
He said, he goes, I'm good with Mike Nolan. I am, is what he said.
Manna from heaven.
Yes. We got to take a break.
I'm not in the feel-good mood, frankly, that we got manna from heaven being in the East.
No. Are you going to put that in your vocabulary now?
Do you think the guys on Dallas radio who were interviewing him, one, knew what he was talking about or questioned him like, Jerry, what does that mean, manna from heaven?
No, I don't think they knew.
Yeah, they probably just were like, and then they went to break. They're like, what is he talking about?
Or they were Googling it as he said it. Or they looked at each other
what's
like,
this,
was he speaking English? Because I actually thought he mispronounced something.
Right.
I never heard manna from heaven. I thought he might have been talking about somebody.
Right. Manna.
And I went to Catholic school for 13 years.
I went to CCD. Catechism, we called it back then, on Saturday mornings.
2 hours a week?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We used to have to go Saturday mornings.
That's awful.
Oh, my goodness.
Kindergarten?
Going to Catholic school. Yes, Eddie, kindergarten. Going to Catholic school, I didn't have to worry about any of that.
Right.
Because
you got it during the week.
Yes. And kids had to go to CCD from 3 to 5 or something after class. You suck.
I remember,
I'm going home to get on my bicycle. See ya.
I was allowed to bring my Dukes of Hazzard Matchbox car, though. I do kind of remember being able to bring that into CCD. Keep me busy at my desk.
Understood.
When I was learning about Jesus. The good old Duke boys.
Quick break, 5:18 on the fan. We take it to 6 o'clock, Boomer and Geo. Then this portion of the warm-up show sponsored by Burlington Stores. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals. Back in a moment right here on the fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long.
Yeah, and you only got 35 minutes left, Zach, so zip it. 35 minutes to go till we get you to Boomer and Geo. Eddie, we're going to play clip number one in just a moment, but I have found, Al, your twin flame. That's right. He exists. He's out there.
What's a twin flame?
Yeah, your twin flame.
What does that mean?
Like the other half of you.
All right. I've never heard it put that way. Flame.
This is your twin flame.
Okay.
His name is Todd Bertuzzi, and I'll give you two clips why. Play number one, please, Eddie, as he was on Sportsnet 650 up in Toronto yesterday.
World Series gets underway, game one later on tonight, and I know Todd Bertuzzi is fired up for the Dodgers and the Rays, right, man?
I'm definitely not watching it.
That's one. And then here's number two from Todd Bertuzzi, proving
now, we should say who he is, no?
Our audience knows who Todd Bertuzzi is.
Mm,
do you
Eddie?
Know who Todd Bertuzzi
Al
is?
Al does not know who Todd Bertuzzi is.
I mean, I know who he is based on the story that I have from this morning, but prior to this, did I know who Todd Bertuzzi is?
No. Hockey player. Got into some massive fights in his day.
Right.
No, huh?
No one here is listening to
Summers
hockey.
Summers used to call him Cod Bertuzzi. Remember when he was doing the whole fish thing when the Islanders changed their logo?
Sounds about right,
Pierre
but I don't remember.
There's a reason we don't talk hockey here, because most people don't watch it.
That's not really true. Most sports fans in this area do. Give me number two to prove that I have found Al's twin flame.
I love kids. I love them. But I don't love it when my door gets knocked on 200 times when I'm on the couch trying to watch something, trying to relax. And I got to get up and hand over chocolate candy to ruin their teeth.
It's about Halloween.
Great point. Right, Halloween, you cannot sit down and watch TV. You can't have a nice, peaceful dinner. You can't watch things on the internet.
That is tremendous.
Constantly knocking on the
doors. I have candy, and I would love to see some trick-or-treaters.
Really? All right, I take it back then. I didn't
no.
find your twin. My bad. My bad. I was listening to him like, holy crap, I found the hockey version of Al.
Did you also find the clip where he...
I'm working on it.
He somewhat apologizes.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a 25-minute interview, so I'm sifting through it. I got to where he is talking about why he didn't like talking to the media. I'm waiting for the apology. I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, so part of the quotes, and I can't wait to hear him say it. He says, sorry if I was a douche.
Right, and then he goes into how you don't understand what we go through. You have no idea if life sucks at home, blah, 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 blah. Then I got to stand in front of you after we just played a bad game, and I'm supposed to be happy. I mean, so I got to some of it. I have not gotten to the douche comment yet.
And speaking of a somewhat of a douche move, did you happen to see the video? John Wall was on some sort of ESPN show where they were talking about football. And I guess John Wall...
Why was John Wall talking about football?
Well, because he's a huge Cowboys fan.
Okay.
Okay, so this was prior to the Monday night game. So they had John Wall on a video call, and it was very clear video. It was nice. He was in his home. He had headsets on. But he was playing the card game Spades while he was doing the interview with them.
Really?
So they're talking to him, and he's playing cards.
That's kind of
rude. At one point, right, very rude. They never ask him about it. And at one point, he's so involved in his card game, they ask him a question. They go, and there's a long pause, and he goes, "I'm sorry, what was the question?"
Really?
He's playing cards. And they don't go, "Hey, dude, are you playing cards while we're trying to do an interview with you?"
So I'm watching. I'm trying to look at it now. I did John not Wall. See this. Wow. That's bad, man. That's just disrespectful. That's
very disrespectful. Now, I do agree. I do sometimes, I think when you're listening to things, like for me, if I'm just going to sit there and listen to something, right? So let's say whether that's a radio show or a podcast, whatever it is, I can't just sit there and listen to something. I do have to be doing something else. So I understand maybe he's used to multitasking, but playing a card game that you have to pay attention to while also being on camera is a completely different thing.
Yeah, relatively disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
I agree.
And very weird for the host, who I've never heard of. They looked like very young gentlemen who are not very experienced in this sort of thing.
Which could be part of the problem.
Right, they were afraid to call him out.
Let's see. No, you know what? Not for nothing. Field Yates is one of them.
Oh, Field Yates. Yeah, he's right.
He's been around a while.
I would have went like, goodbye, sir.
Yeah.
Put your name on it, John Wall.
I completely agree with you. At that point, I think you have the right to basically just say, you know what? We're done here.
You have the right to remain silent.
Oh, yeah. I am watching this now. This is terrible.
Very terrible.
I mean, he's engaged in the beginning.
Yes. Then he gets bored with their NFL talk.
I wonder if they can see, you think they can see him?
Yeah, because the one dude on the left, not Field Yates, you could tell he's kind of looking like, what are we doing here? But he doesn't say anything to John Wall.
Hmm. Interesting.
John Wall, if you ever come on this warm-up program and you're playing cards...
Well, you don't allow guests.
I'm going to hang right up on you.
Plus, who's getting up at 5 a.m.?
Hang up the phone.
Yeah.
As of right now, Jerry, the New York Jets, people were wondering this, when the Jets play the Chiefs, not this week, but the following week, what will the point spread be?
25.
What's the spread? Right now, the point spread is 21 points, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. And I don't know that they'll cover that.
Yeah, I don't think they'll cover it. Unless the Chiefs are going to try to not be, pile it on.
Where you cover late with a stupid touchdown with 2 minutes to go.
Right.
But although that Le'Veon, having been said, they just got shut out by the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Isn't this game in Kansas City?
I believe it's in Kansas City. You got Le'Veon Bell, who will want to rub it into the Jets, who he'll get to play that week.
If he gets on the field.
Oh, he'll get on, because they'll know it's he'll have something to prove
maybe,
to the Jets.
Maybe. This team is so good. Like, I don't know. If I'm Andy Reid, I'm not so quick to throw him out there.
Yeah.
You get the other kid just ran for 170 yards.
Right.
I mean, come on.
The rookie.
Yeah. That's interesting. So 21-point underdog on the road at Kansas City. You are terrible. You've been blown out in every game except for one, I believe, right? They had one decent game. Can they play within 21 points of Kansas City? On paper, no. This should be 45-3.
But that's why they play the games. Hmm. We know what the Jets should do, because this has worked for... Now, two coaches have been fired so far this year. The Texans got rid of Bill O'Brien.
And the Falcons
and Dan Quinn. And the next week, those teams won. So when you fire your coach...
You know what those teams have, though, Al?
Fire.
Talent.
That's
the Jets true. Don't.
Because when they fired their coaches, they immediately won the next week. So what if the Jets
are not winning?
We wait till after this week, they fire Adam Gase, then they beat the Chiefs. That would shock the world.
Timeout. You want them to fire them now so that they can beat the Chiefs. I thought you were going to say fire them after they lose by about 50 points
to the
Chiefs so that they can beat the Patriots.
You fire them this week.
No.
Again, after they lose to the Bills.
No.
And then that following week, they play for whoever the new coach is. They beat the Chiefs.
So they've got the Bills, Chiefs, Patriots. at the Chargers. All right, they might be able to hang with the Chargers for a little while. The Dolphins again, division game, never know, although that didn't go well this weekend. The Raiders.
The Raiders.
In Seattle, in L.A. against the Rams, the Browns, and finish up in New England. That sounds like 0-16.
The Raiders.
They are so terrible. They really are. And Rod, we're going to hear from Roddy White coming up at 6:30.
Roddy White.
Remember him?
Yeah, I actually got a guest request. Did you guys want to talk to Roddy White? No.
He went on with the Big Lead.
What is that?
I'm not sure.
The internet?
It is. The Big Lead is one of those.
Must have a podcast.
It's one of those sites. Yeah, it's like a video podcast. They post it.
Good for them.
Good stuff. So we'll hear from Roddy White, who let's just say is not a fan of the Jets.
Right. Well, guess what, Roddy White? Put your name.
He's not only put his name on it, he's got his face on it, too. Let's see. Who was the other guy that was mocking the Jets recently?
I feel like everyone feels like they can mock the Jets.
No, it was a college coach. Who was it? Eddie
College coach.
Lane Kiffin.
Who was it? Lane Kiffin? Yeah. That's right.
Unpardon My Take podcast. Yes.
Right. That's right. So now, because they asked if he would take the job.
Yeah.
Well, you guys see this girl on CBS Sports Network right now. She is jacked.
Muscular?
They have the CrossFit game. I don't know why we're not on. They have the CrossFit games from I don't know when. She looks so strong. She would kick both our asses.
Yeah.
And Eddie. Throw him in there, too.
Eddie, too?
Yeah, I think at the same time.
Three against one on a fist fight?
Well, or wrestling. I mean, she would.
You're a grappler. You should get her to the ground.
No. Dude, when I tell you she is jacked, this girl's in shape.
I see her doing a swift backwards kick to Eddie. Boom, he's out. Me get punched right in the face. I'm out. Then you grapple.
No, she'd break my
back. And then she would put you in some sort of
hold. She looks legit stronger than the three of us combined.
Yeah.
And really, yeah. I think she would take the three of us down. That would be bad. We have to take a break. Hold on. Give me a radio tease for the next segment.
Oh, a radio tease? Yeah. All right. What do I have
coming
here?
Coming up next on
Let's
the warm-up
talk
show.
About Tua.
Kind of bored by him already. But all right, we can do that because then Eddie can play the funny clip. 5:35.
Yeah, that's all I really want to do it for.
We're going to talk about Tua for like 30 seconds on the other side. This portion of the warm-up show sponsored by RSM Audit, Tax, and Consulting. Don't go away.
Alan Jerry, now offering contact-free delivery.
So incredibly impressed that she can get through that traffic and not even flinch as Eddie is trying to trip her up with that snowblower.
Snowblower.
That is impressive, yes. 5:41, Boomer and Gio coming up at 6, chock full of sports and other stuff. What, Eddie, you were going to say something? Your mouth was open.
I talked to Al.
Catching fly? Oh, got it. Okay.
When the music is down, and I'm free to discuss things now.
Well, you can talk over the music.
But I can't tell when the music's on and when I need to shut it off and that sort of thing.
I hear you. So, all right, you wanted to tease Tua.
I wanted to talk Tua just so I could hear the John Jastrzębski.
Tua! Tua! Tua!
Do you think he said that when he got the news yesterday that after this week's bye week that Tua
Let's
will start?
Blanking go! Tua! Tua!
Tua!
Tua!
I do not Tua. Think so. I don't think
He's
so.
My wife! Yes! 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 Yes!
He's excited for it, Jerry.
You think that was staged?
No. I think he's a lunatic.
You think his girlfriend was
Tua Tagovailoa at Alabama.
You think his girlfriend expected something like that and she was ready?
Or he asked her to record it, but
right,
I don't
no, but
think
then it's staged.
Yeah, but I don't think he was. I don't think he was embellishing.
Yeah, but
maybe
he,
she
no,
was
no,
recording.
He,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
If he said, here, record me,
yeah.
Then he knew what he was going to do, and it was
right.
staged.
It doesn't sound staged. It
no,
sounds
it
genuinely excited that the Dolphins drafted Tua.
You could do that, though. You could stage
Tua!
It like that.
Well, I'm a good actor. I feel I consider myself. And I took an acting class at Kane College.
And no, and Eddie's asking me if Evan was. I don't believe Evan was. I believe his wife, in that case... I believe she secretly was taping him.
Yeah, because Evans was shot in the dark.
Yes.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes. Very aggressive.
I love it. I think maybe both girlfriends or wives were secretly taping them. Who knows what else they secretly tape?
So why would they put Tua up against the Rams? Like, that's a good team. Why not wait until they play the Jets
well, not
again
only that,
and smack them around with Tua?
Not only that, so you've got... Fitzpatrick, who, now I don't think he was great against the Jets. Now, there's portions of this game I didn't see, but they win 24-0. They're 3-3. You tell me, Eddie, have they underachieved so far this year?
No.
So you're making the move to Tua. The only thing I can think is that Brian Flores thinks he's ready to go, and the future is not Fitz. They're not winning the Super Bowl this year. Let's go.
Right. I totally agree. We know what Fitz is. He can throw for 400 yards and then the next game throw four interceptions.
Absolutely. And he can do that half to half.
Right. And he's a great guy. Teammates love him and the whole thing.
But he wants to play, though.
Yeah, but I know he's also very supportive of Tua.
So you got the Rams. See, here's the thing, Al. If you're talking about waiting for the Jets,
yeah,
you're bypassing more than half the season, because that's November 29th.
Tua!
And let's look at who they've beaten. They beat the Jags on a Thursday night.
Right.
They beat the Jets.
Beat up the 49ers, though, on the road.
With a hobbled Garoppolo.
I don't care. On the road in San Francisco, that to me was impressive.
Oh, so listen. So we'll get Rams Dolphins, then Dolphins Cardinals.
Yeah,
that's a cool matchup. Kyler Murray versus Tua,
and then the Chargers with Justin Herbert.
Chargers, Justin Herbert,
and then the Broncos, Drew Lock in Denver,
whoever that is.
And then the Jets,
and then
Joe Flacco,
Joe Barrow, Joe Barrow.
Oh, God, well, that's
the Bengals
after
the Jets. Yeah,
yeah, and then Mahomes.
Yeah. Then
good.
Cam Newton, then the Raiders will shut him down.
And then Josh Allen.
Yeah. So I love it. Love the quarterback matchups.
It is
Do you
good.
Think, let me ask you this, predictions. Do you think, not due to injury, but due to performance, will Ryan Fitzpatrick start another game this year?
Not due to injury?
Not due to injury to Tua.
That's a good Tua! Question.
But due to his lack of production, the way Dwayne Haskins was shut down.
That's a good question.
Thank you. I'm
going to say no, and here's why. When you look at how many, were there three wild card teams this year? Is that what we're doing? Right? There's seven playoff teams?
Sure. I'll go with that, Jerry. That sounds like you know what you're talking about. Yes.
Right
yes,
now. There are. See, it's interesting because when you look at the AFC right now, they are absolutely in the mix through six games. Like I heard someone, I forget where it was. Someone was like, you know, the Giants have a game with playoff implications this week. No, they don't. It's week seven. It's not playoff implications. It's an interesting matchup that can put them, you know, towards the top of the NFC East, but they're not playoff implications in week seven. That having been said, when you look at the AFC through 6 weeks, the Dolphins have every bit as good a chance to make the playoffs as anybody. They're 3-3. The question is, are you giving up this season for the betterment of the future of Tua, or are you doing it because he gives you a better chance to win and get to the postseason? I would need to know their philosophy before I can answer that question.
Now, I was reading, too, like a lefty quarterback hasn't started a game in years in the NFL.
Since
Boomer Esiason. No,
since
Tim
Boomer
Tebow, is that what it was? Not Mark Brunell. Yeah. There aren't many lefty quarterbacks.
Yeah, so it's going to be weird.
And Al, who will end up with more victories this year?
Tua Tagovailoa or Joe Barrow?
Good. Who were my choices?
Tua Tagovailoa or Joe Barrow?
No. I'm going to say Joe Barrow.
Oh, boy.
Joe Barrow?
No, let's see. The Bengals.
Tua Tagovailoa, Alabama.
Now, do we count Burrow's first one, yes?
Yeah.
But it's not fair because he got more opportunities. So that's not really fair. I think the fair comparison would be from this point forward. Like, that's not right.
I just wanted to play the drop. I don't really care.
Yeah, you're right.
I know. I forget.
From
I'm actually not
forward.
Talking to sports guys. My bad. Sorry.
This point forward, I'm going to say Joe Burrow will have more wins.
I'm going to say
this
Tua.
Week out.
I think the Dolphins are a better football team.
Tua!
Now, that could be three.
I actually think Tua is going to be disappointing for the rest of the year.
He might be.
People are going to be questioning, why did they draft him?
He might be. So then it's, do you have the stones to stick with him through, you know, because people are always like, well, you know, Troy Aikman only won one game. Troy Aikman didn't win one game his first year. He was actually winless. The game the Cowboys won in 1989 was, what do you call it?
Steve Walsh.
It was Steve Walsh. They beat Washington and Troy Aikman was injured. So that's actually false. You know,
fake
so
news.
But that having been said, he was winless, but he was still their quarterback. if Tua struggles, as long as you see things that you're expecting or hope to see, he's your quarterback. That's why you drafted him where you drafted
him.
And
when I saw him out on the field against the Jets, when the guys got near him on the two plays, he is tiny.
He's tiny.
I know
that's a
Kyler
problem.
Murray is tiny, but he is the same stature and not as fast.
And I'm not
wait till that matchup, the two tiny quarterbacks.
And now I don't know the answer to this because I don't watch college football. Kyler Murray, I think, can throw the ball 140
yes.
yards on a rope. Does this kid have that type
no.
of arm? So
no.
That's a problem.
He doesn't have the Herbert arm from San Diego, or I mean Los Angeles Chargers, or Kyler Murray's
arm. So that's
arm.
Interesting then.
And Herbert's big. He can sort of, he's fast-ish,
right.
can run through people. And Murray, he ran away from DBs in the Big 12.
Well, you can know. See the speed
he's
got.
Lightning.
And his arm is so strong, it's absurd.
But Tua's big thing is accuracy.
Oh, well, we'll see how accurate he is
Tua.
This week, won't we? All right. Well, there you go. Excited about Tua. I feel bad for Fitz, but what are you going to do? Time has come. Now you can go to another team.
Right.
Where hasn't he played?
What's
Cleveland?
Right. Let's see where he hasn't played and let's get him there.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I don't think he's been in Cleveland.
Let's
he's never been in Oakland.
Has
he? I don't think so. He's been to how many teams? 9, 10,
Fitz,
something like
he's
that?
Been to 9 teams.
9 teams. It's a lot of teams.
He was on the Bucks. You'll remember. You'll recall that one, Jerry. He was on, I'll give you the Fitz rundown real quick. Rams, Bengals, Bills, Titans, Texans.
He was on the Rams?
Yep.
Why don't I remember that? When was that?
2005, 2006. He started with the Rams.
I don't
Jets,
remember
Bucks,
that.
Dolphins.
It's a lot of teams.
That's awesome.
Just think of this. He was with the Jets. We thought he was at the end of his career.
Yeah. He's played for two more teams and will probably get a third.
Right. He's still not playing. Because here's the thing about Ryan Fitzpatrick. If he's available and I need a legit backup quarterback,
yes.
I'm signing him immediately.
I would take him over Andy Dalton.
I would too. I know. I would too, actually. I would.
Gunslinger.
I know that sounds funny. I would. I like the way he plays. I know he's reckless sometimes, but he's tough. He's going to run and get that. If he needs that extra yard, he's going to put his shoulder down. He didn't care for the linebackers
yes.
coming at him.
Maybe we make
like
a trade.
Fitz.
Your number one pick. Thank you.
Who's
Fitz.
That? Number nope. one pick for Fitzpatrick?
For Fitzy?
Yeah. Drunk?
That's right.
How about a sixth round pick for him?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
No. Yeah. You got to win the division.
Please.
Yeah.
Let's make an in-season trade.
No, please. First round pick for Ryan Fitzpatrick. In what lifetime? No chance. I got Andy Dalton. It's fine. They'll go 8-8 at the end of the day, and they'll win the division somehow.
Exactly.
And host a playoff
game. Which will mean nothing because they'll probably lose that first playoff game.
You might be there.
I won't be. I could be.
No?
No. Nope. We got to take a final break, and that's okay because
I have a strange Joe Torre.
I saw this on the show sheet. I don't understand it.
Me neither. Let's discuss on the other side, Jerry. There's a tease.
All right, fair enough. This portion of the warm-up show has been sponsored by Burlington Stores. Boy, this Burlington, pretty good, man. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It is your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals. You know who we love? We love Amy Lawrence, and she's here with a Radio.com Sports Minute. Talking about those frustrating Cowboys.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, a couple more minutes till the guys join us. The Dodgers did win last night. Good start, Clayton Kershaw. What else you got, Al? I cannot believe this, but from the walk-in from the main studio to this studio, I completely forgot what the tease was about.
It was about Joe Torre.
Oh, that's right. Right.
He put the kibosh on Fox's plan. They wanted Mike Pereira
why?
To be a baseball rules expert.
Now, why would we not have an umpire be the rules
I
expert?
I don't know. Maybe Fox thinks we all think Mike Pereira knows everything about every sport.
I don't think that. I really
Me
don't.
Neither.
I don't understand that.
A very bizarre one.
And I didn't read the story. I saw the headline and just
Me
thought,
too.
That looks weird.
Me too. I was too afraid to read the story, Jerry. I said, this looks so weird.
You don't like reading.
So bizarre.
No, you don't like reading.
Well,
like
here's
reading.
What I do. Here's what I like to do. I click the headline. And then...
And if it's longer than three paragraphs, you're out.
Well, the problem is everybody's website has nonstop pop-up ads.
Yeah.
It's just pop-up. I start to read it. I'm like, you know what? I can't be bothered.
It is
Headline
a big problem.
Only. Goodbye.
I agree. I totally agree with you. It is a
Notes,
major problem.
Which one's terrible? Pro Football Talk.
Oh, is
terrible.
It really?
Terrible. Oh, my gosh. You start to read an article, the thing comes up, then you click out of that one, then you start to scroll through the article, another thing comes up, their video's playing automatically. It's like, come on.
You know what's so funny? It's like the difference between like the older generation and the younger generation. So yeah. Like my 10-year-old watches, you know, we were talking about this Mr. Beast guy and the baseball bat brothers. We were talking about that last week, remember?
YouTubers, yeah.
Yeah. He has no problem. That ad comes up right in the middle of it, but he knows it's 3 seconds and you can skip it.
And I'm fine.
It still drives me nuts.
The video ads don't drive me nuts. It's these ads on websites because you're not seeing them, you're not clicking them, they don't work. So why do they flood their websites with this crap?
New York sports comes to life on the Fan.